This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi. When I was growing up, there was this movie called Grumpy Old Men. I mean, maybe I was already an adult by then, but it had Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau, Burgess Meredith, and it talked about, and I think there was a sequel, and I remember my mom loved it. You know, she's like, yeah, it's just like Grandpa. Just like my in-laws, going back and forth, and I remember watching that going, well, that's not going to be me. I love people. I'm so extroverted. I don't care what your flaws are. I love you. It's all good. It takes a lot for me to hate somebody. I forgive. I may never forget, but I'll always forgive. Like piece of cake. And some of you have reached out about how you're noticing you're less tolerating, okay, of others. And it wasn't until, I would say, the last few weeks that I'm starting to pick that up on me. I'm not necessarily a grumpy old man or grumpy old woman, but I'm not as extroverted as I once was. Now, mind you, I had a really busy weekend, great weekend. Family was in town, went out with friends, birthday party. It was a great weekend, and I love being out there and extroverted. But I got to tell you, I'm seeing people, some people in a different light. We were driving with our friends, and if you've ever been in Las Vegas, you know, traffic usually isn't that bad until we have a big sporting event. So the Raiders game was going on, and so people were leaving Allegiant Stadium, and F1 has kind of changed a lot of where you could drive. So while we're driving, we're kind of, you know, stuck in traffic, and we're sitting there, and pedestrian just starts banging on the car we're in. On my friend's car, just to be mean. What the hell is your problem? And yeah, and you start to see these things, and you know, you're like, what's wrong with people? Look at the anti-Semitism you're seeing. I mean, I grew up, you know, with Holocaust survivors, and going, it's not going to happen again, because people were deranged in the 1930s and 40s. There's no way people hate Jews to that degree. There's no way somebody would want to see people killed. It's been less than 30 days since the Hamas massacre. And I haven't seen this much anti-Semitism in my life. This open, this vocal. I think there was a University of Massachusetts student who just started spitting on Jewish students. You know, I want to think that humanity is amazing. I want to think that everybody has good in them. And I still will. I wouldn't be a doctor if I didn't. But really? People got massacred? And you're saying it was justified? We can't drive around traffic and somebody who, you know, just decides to start hitting a car? And, you know, I'm noticing me. I was a little vocal, you know, leaving the Sphere experience. Thought the Sphere was beautiful and all that. Didn't really like the story. I didn't hold my tongue. I'm not holding my tongue. And I don't know if that's a bad thing. All this time, I have been thinking, you know what? It's the rare person that's evil. It's the rare person that's mean. The average person has common sense, has ethics. They want peace. I really do believe that I have never been so naive. And I am probably wrong in my thinking. I mean, I might understand human psychology. I talk about it a lot on the show. You know, I've always said I know that you know, war is in people's hearts. People like to fight. I get this. But I thought my community, I thought people I live among, I you know, go to school with, I thought those people kind of had a sense of right and wrong. And it's not that way. And when I see how politics divide, funny thing, I was posting pictures of what the F1 stadium, apparently people will be able to sit on the strip to watch F1. Now, F1 is very, very cool, but you're obscuring gorgeous hotels, you're obscuring volcano and the fountains and all that. So I posted something going, look, F1's cool, but kind of miss not being able to see the fountains, kind of miss the trees, kind of miss that. Somebody reposted that. And people started accusing me of being liberal, saying, well, you know, that's what you get for voting for Biden. Well, where did you get that? I'm just showing pictures of bleachers. What does that have to do with, and how do you know who I voted for? I think it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, if you're Jewish, if you're non-Jewish, it's, you know, there are people that are really starting to annoy me out there. And I don't know. So for those of you going, look, I don't want to be a grumpy old man. I don't want to be Walter Matthau. I don't want to be Jack Lemmon. May they rest in peace. They're a fantastic actors. Burgess Meredith. I think we get this way. I think older individuals get this way because they start to see people for who they are. And this ignorance is bliss, I miss my ignorance is bliss days. I wish I didn't see what I'm seeing. It's tragic. It's disgusting. And seeing the way people are, it's frustrating. And so if those of you are kind of seeing this, you know, and maybe some of you went through a divorce. Maybe some of you went through being cheated on. Maybe some of you, people aren't very good, right? And they are going to spur dislike. But what's going to save you is not extrapolating that to everybody. Always having that hope. And you will meet those good people. You will meet people out there that don't steal, cheat, think beheading children is okay. There are people out there. And you won't lose yourself as long as you understand and not extrapolate the crap you're seeing to everybody. Just don't hate or give up on humanity just yet. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this is interesting. The American Psychological Association surveyed 3,000 people. And apparently they have said that COVID-19 pandemic has caused a, quote, collective trauma among U.S. adults. What is collective trauma? Well, it means trauma a bunch of us have incurred and have suffered with. And since the 4 years, we're almost at the four-year mark in terms of being aware of the pandemic, but we're over the four-year mark of when the virus came to us. This survey is suggesting that we're still undergoing trauma from COVID. I actually agree. Messed us up, but my trauma, I think, is a little different than somebody else's trauma. Somebody else's trauma might be because they lost a family member, because they have health issues, My trauma has to do with the politics behind it, seeing how quickly public officials could take away our rights. So I agree. A lot of us have been traumatized by that. But adults between the ages of 35 and 44 reported the highest spike in chronic health conditions since the pandemic, rising from 48% in 2019 to 58% in 2023. That age group also saw the biggest increase in mental health illnesses, anxiety, depression. So 31% of that population now is up to 45%. Adults 18 and 34 still had the highest rate of mental illness, 50% of people in 2023. Despite the fact that 66% of adults reported having a chronic illness, 81% of them said their physical health was still good, very good, or excellent. Same thing, 37% of adults reporting a mental health diagnosis, of those, 81% said they still feel good. Good mental health or excellent. So according to study author Arthur C. Evans, Jr., Ph.D., in a statement to Fox News Digital, he said, although we appear to be back to normal since the COVID-19 pandemic, Americans are experiencing higher levels of physical and mental health challenges. They said the survey shows that the nation continues to experience psychological distress post-COVID, the loss of more than 1 million Americans, and massive disruptions in our workplaces, school, and broader culture have taken their toll on the mental health of many. Financial and economic issues, I think, are also playing a role. So, in those aged 35 to 44, money-induced stress rose from 65% to 77%. Economy-related concerns rose 51% to 74%. So, are we back to normal? No. They kept saying, okay, there'll be normalcy, there'll be normalcy, just do the lockdown, just do the masks, we'll be back to normalcy. No, actually, we're not. And I even said this early on, I don't think we ever will. I think some people like the change. I think some people like the chaos. I think the government liked the control. And now we've gotten ourselves into this catch-22 where you need to pay workers more, so that you have to raise prices to pay for that those workers. But then those workers need higher pay because things are more expensive, and we're just going to have inflation, or things that are unaffordable. Some people feel consumed by money-related concerns, rising from 39% to 66% in 2023. Now, despite the high stress levels, many survey respondents downplayed their stress. 67% of adults said their problems weren't bad enough to be stressed about. Too blessed to be stressed. I like that. And another 62% said they don't discuss their stress with others to avoid burdening them. Parents of children under 18 seem to experience the highest levels of stress. Yeah, these kids weren't in school. 48% said their stress is completely overwhelming most days, compared to 26% in 2019. Completely overwhelmed parents. We haven't even hit World War III yet. We haven't even begun to see what terrorist attacks and what, you know, medical conditions coming across. We're already, remember, I warned you guys about tuberculosis. We're being told that there might be a tuberculosis outbreak in California. I'm going to get more details on that. We haven't even begun to see the hell that could be coming our way. And people are already overwhelmed. So let's talk about that for a second here. And of course, we want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. What is causing one person to feel completely overwhelmed and another person to go, oh, you ain't seen nothing yet? What's the difference? A lot of us are having financial woes. A lot of us lost family members, friends. Is it that some of us are a little bit more resistant to change? Where you thought, look, I have money in savings. My health is good. I'm going to get a rental home, rent it out. Somebody's going to actually pay rent. There would never be a law saying, oh, you don't have to pay your landlord. No way would that ever happen. Things cost X amount. I'm putting money away. It's going to work out. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, your career is going to be replaced by AI. Your employer can't afford to keep you. if you have a small business, your employees don't want to come to work, your tenant doesn't want to pay rent, and your whole plan for retirement is thrown off course. It's justified, by the way. Afraid of you feeling overwhelmed, I'm not saying it's unjustifiable. What exactly is overwhelming you? Is it that you realize you can't retire? Is it you realize that you are living paycheck to paycheck? Is it that you're afraid of your own mortality? Is it that you can't get into a doctor anymore? And you have medical issues? That is, and these are big changes. For me, I grew up in a family where they taught me that nothing ever stays the same. I went to 12 schools. We always moved. And so I still have boxes that I refuse to unpack because I still deep down think I'm not going to be living. My husband's like, we've been living in this house now for 7, 8 years. We're not going anywhere. I'm like, I just kind of get the feeling that one day you're going to say we got to move. Just, you know, he's like, no, my family, you know, just because your family did that doesn't mean I am. Although he has said, you know, with the way the housing market is, maybe we do. So I'm starting to pack things up just in case the housing market crashes. But I've always lived on, not the edge, but lived on uncertainty. I've always just known that whatever your job is, it's going to be uncertain. That is why I always worked multiple part-time jobs. People ask, why did I have 3 part-time jobs going to college? Why did I work while going to medical school? I waited tables in medical school, one, because I needed the money and I had to help my family, but two, because what if I got kicked out of medical school? I needed to have a backup plan, and I waited tables. In undergrad, I didn't want to lose my job and then not be able to afford myself, so I had multiple part-time jobs so I could hop over just in case something ever happened. And even to this day, I have multiple part-time jobs. That's just how I have to live. I can't have all my eggs in one basket because all throughout my life, we lost the basket. Something happened. So maybe that's why I might be a little bit more resilient to some of this stress. I get stressed, trust me. I get stressed a lot. I think I've been the most stressed seeing what's been going on in this country and what happened in Israel. You know, seeing massacres happen in 2023 and people don't care about it, that stresses me out. But, well, Dahlia, what about the future? Now retirement has changed. I've never planned on retirement. I just know that's not going to be an easy option right now. And I've also known that medical issues are going to come our way because I'm a doctor. And so maybe we have to change our thinking so we're not overwhelmed. And I'm not saying you have to have a negative view. And I'm not saying you have to think that, you know, you're going to be in financial ruin no matter what so it doesn't shock you. But I think, you know, people, especially younger people, go, just think positive, just think positive, which helps. Thinking positive helps, but you need plan B. You know, people make fun of these individuals who are hoarders and who, you know, prep. And I don't think they're that far off. I mean, you got to be able to still walk around your house. You can't be hoarding things that you don't need. But, you know, if somebody thinks, look, I think we're going to have another lockdown, or I think our power is going to get hacked, and we need to have a generator and we need to have 2 freezers for food, I think they're right. And so, you know, it's a shame that people feel that way, but this collective trauma is real. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders strongly supporting Israel's right to defend itself, but also insists that the airstrikes in Gaza should stop. It doesn't justify causing the deaths of thousands and thousands of innocent men, women, and children. Ukraine's ambassador to the United States, Oksana Markarova, expressed her concern that the Israel-Hamas conflict is diverting attention away from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Former President Trump, speaking at the Florida Freedom Summit, pledged that if reelected, he would establish a missile defense shield to safeguard the U.S. from the threat of World War III. A Bay Area casino in California is at the center of a tuberculosis outbreak. Officials saying anyone that's been at the California Grand Casino in the last 5 years should be tested. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a question I commonly get asked is, what is the weirdest thing somebody had stuck in their body? Whether it was their ear, their rectum, what was the weirdest thing? And I can't say, because there were tons. And it doesn't seem weird when it seems to happen multiple times. But one of the most dangerous things I had seen was a broomstick. Somebody had sadly used a broomstick. It broke, and because the wood was so sharp, it punctured the intestine, and the repair and the hospitalization took weeks. Well, the repair took hours in the OR, and I think it was on my surgical service, and sadly they were stuck in the hospital for weeks. Their shampoo bottles, things like that. Well, the CDC has a report and a list of things. And the CDC data is not very shocking to me, but it might be shocking to other people. And the orifices don't just always have to be rectal. The orifices could also be ears, nose. When I was, an ER doc, there was a kid that was in the preschool breaking crayons and sticking crayon pieces into all the kids' ears during nap time. So some of the kids were brought in, and we had to try to get pieces of crayon out. Boy, the parents were ticked. Why this one kid decided to do that, who knows? But, so crayons, kids stick things in their nose. So any orifice. And also, you could swallow something. You know, kids will swallow magnets, quarters, things like that. So according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database, magnets, chargers, lollipops, orange peels were some of the surprising objects that people got stuck in their bodies in 2021. As we know, foreign objects lodged in people's bodies is the ninth leading cause of unintentional injuries that lead to emergency room visits. Now, this is data from 2021. How many is that? According to CDC, 278,000 people in that year got something stuck in their body. We've had people with marital aids get stuck. I had one patient who had a poker chip. She said her boyfriend wanted to pretend she was a slot machine. You know, you guys know more about, you know, sex and role playing. I've lived in Vegas for years. I would have never considered role playing using a poker chip, but he did. And it got stuck. And so she asked, she came in for me to extract it. And then, you know, she asked, are you going to throw it out? What are you going to do? And I go, why, what color is it? And so for those of you that are aware of poker chips, green is 25, black is 100, red is 5. And so, you know, when she told me the color, I'm like, okay, well, wash it off and you can have the back. It'll help you pay for the visit. So I didn't want to keep it. They offered. They're like, you might as well keep it because it'll help pay you. I'm like, no, I'm not allowed to keep any objects that, no, I don't care if it's a $100 poker chip. But these things happen. And so Dr. Mark Siegel from NYU Langone Medical Center and Fox News Digital said foreign objects being stuck in strange places is predictable at number 9 when you consider them more than half are sex toys. But there is also the factor of people absentmindedly poking themselves with objects, especially in the nose, ears, and mouth. So what would be an accidental? So I had a patient in the ER where she was scratching her ear with the pencil eraser. Now, I've done that. I did it after she told me she did that. And I'm like, that does feel good. Something about the pencil is because you're trying to itch your ear, and I can't stick my finger in my ear, and I don't want to use Q-tips because it takes out the wax. So I'm like, why would anybody stick the eraser side? Don't do it. It's bad, bad, bad. But I could see why. And she said she was walking, and when she hit her arm against the door post, it jammed into her ear. So we had a ruptured eardrum due to a pencil. Luckily, no lead because it was just the eraser, but we had to extract the eraser, get ENT. So don't be doing that kind of stuff. Don't be sticking things in your nose. Don't be picking your nose. Serious injury can result. Siegel had a 10-year-old patient who had a clogged nasal passage, caused the child a lot of pain. They stick batteries up there. These kids stick marbles. A marble is difficult to get out. We have a lot of cool ENT tools in the ER. But when it's a marble, it's hard to grasp because it's round. And you just, you know, and so you almost have to get above it. Did you guys see that Scrubs episode where there was a light bulb in somebody's lower intestine? And it was very medically incorrect and inaccurate because the light bulb was on. The light was on. There's no reason for the light bulb to be on. But how they removed it wasn't that far medically inaccurate. They used a angiocath where they fed the catheter past the light bulb. They blew up the balloon, which is what we use for balloon angioplasty to open up the cardiac vessels. And then once they did that, they could draw it out because you don't want a light bulb to shatter. Not the most accurate medical case, but sometimes that's how you remove some things, doing balloon angioplasty, I guess. Some of the items that were lodged in people's ears included cufflinks, wet tissues, a plastic sword. My guess is they were drinking a drink and they were scratching their ear with the little plastic sword. Insects in ears, rock lollipop charger, piece of an ice cream cone, a push pin, pencil eraser, a battleship game piece was in somebody's ear. This is being reported by a blogger in December 2022 that decided to list out the CPSC database. Insects, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and Las Vegas, and there would be cases of crickets going into people's ears and then kicking around. And you had to be very careful because if you put a solution to kill it, it would kick before it died and could really hurt the eardrum. But some bugs like to go into your nose and in your ear. So I remember as a kid hearing that crickets and stuff would go into people's ears. And I told my mom, get me some earmuffs because I don't want bugs going into my ear. Luckily, it didn't happen. Some liquid items placed in ears were shoe glue. I don't know why they use shoe glue. Lighter fluid, candle wax, and hydrogen peroxide. This hydrogen peroxide, people would use after you swam. Somebody decided that if you use hydrogen peroxide, it will draw the water out. And no, don't be sticking hydrogen peroxide, because if you have a tympanic membrane perforation, you get now hydrogen peroxide using the protein as a catalyst, breaking up the H2O2 into water and oxygen. That could be very caustic to your middle ear tissues. Don't be sticking hydrogen peroxide in your ear, but people still do that. Don't ask. Some of the ingested foreign objects were a steak knife. Not sure why somebody would get the whole steak knife in their mouth. A small flashlight, glue stick, pet toys. I know why the pet toy. Because you're with the dog and you got this, and then the dog tries to get the toy out of your mouth. Please don't do that because the dog can bang in and then you swallow it. Coins, office supplies, cigarettes, aluminum foil, hair clips, keys, and darts were accidentally swallowed. But the genitalia ones are some of the most common. Sex toys, beads, paper clips, coins, a car key, pencil, nail, a ceiling fan chain was put in there, a cell phone charger, wooden spoon. That was men, by the way. That was men in male urethras. For women, items included coins, screws, pens, drumsticks, flashlights, drinking cup, golf ball, nail polish bottle, and a spatula. Some even used action figures, ice cream cones, and a fishing pole. I'm not dating you if that's something you think needs to go in there. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one in six teens admits to drowsy driving. One in six teens. I'm telling you right now, this number is way higher. And not just in teens, in adults. Drowsy driving is a huge problem. How many of you? Well, some of us might be a little bit more awake with the time change. But when we lose that hour of sleep in March, the reason why there's an uptick in accidents is because people are driving drowsy. People may not get their coffee. And while they're driving to get their coffee, which would, by the way, be a very interesting study. If somebody is getting into an accident for drowsy driving, is it before their coffee or after their coffee? Is it in the morning or is it at night? Let's look at the study and then let's look at what we can do to eliminate that or decrease it at the very least. They say drowsy driving kills an estimated 6,400 people in the U.S. each year. This is one of the findings revealed in the 2023 Drowsy Driving Survey from the National Sleep Foundation in D.C., which explored 1,124 American teens' attitudes and behaviors about drowsy driving. One in six teens reported that they have driven sleeping during their first 2 years behind the wheel. Now, what does that mean? Doesn't mean they were drunk? Doesn't mean they were high? Nope. This was supposed to be exclusive of driving under the influence. They don't think drowsy driving is as dangerous as driving drunk or distracted, but they do acknowledge that it's dangerous. According to Dr. Joseph Zawiecki, Vice President of Research and Scientific Affairs for the NSF, he told Fox News Digital that it is important to note that drowsy driving is impaired driving unequivocally, just like drunk, drugged, and distracted driving. As far as the reasons for drowsy driving, a majority of teens cited schoolwork and jobs as the biggest reasons for their sleep deprivation. Teens who have jobs were twice as likely to have driven while fatigued, to the point that they had a hard time keeping their eyes open. Now, I think drowsy driving is underreported, and they even said that's a limitation to this study. I think I feel really wide awake now. So if you ask me, do I ever drive drowsy? I would say hell to the no. But Dahlia, when you were in medical school and you got off a 37-hour shift because it was the time change and you had to work that extra hour, and so now 37 hours of being awake, did you ever fall asleep behind the wheel? I never fell asleep, but I was tired. When I had mono, did I want to close my eyes while driving? Yes. So you really need honesty. You need people to say, I have felt tired. Now, some people, they'll just, you know what, I'm tired, let me find some music. And then they'll go on their phones, try to find some music, and then they'll try to wake themselves up that way. Well, does that count as drowsy driving? You not paying attention and going to your music list to get some music? When you're daydreaming and not focusing. So I don't think a lot of people even know they're drowsy driving when they're doing it. Now, from a medical standpoint, some of you will have hives. Some of you will itch. Some of you will have swelling after a bee sting. Some of you will have poison ivy, oak, sumac, rashes. Benadryl, I think, is one of the most effective antihistamines out there. I have never seen anything work as well as Benadryl. Do I prescribe Benadryl? Nope. It makes you too tired. Claritin and Zyrtec are nice. I think they're great antihistamines, and they're my go-to because they don't make everybody tired. Some of you might say you get tired, then don't use them during the day. But I can't tell you over the phone to go and take some Benadryl and then drive yourself to the ER. So I'll say, if you're going to take some Benadryl, call 911, because obviously if it's that bad where you have to go to the hospital, I don't want you driving. Or have somebody drive you. But Benadryl, diphenhydramine, one of the best antihistamines out there, but if I take a Benadryl, I am asleep in 15 minutes. So some of you taking antihistamines don't realize they're making you tired. Zyrtec, some people say Zyrtec makes them tired, the cetirizine. So some of your blood pressure medication makes you tired. Some of you on propranolol, atenolol, beta blockers could make you tired. Some of your antidepressants could make you tired. Trazodone, Prozac. Some of your pain medication could make you tired. Marijuana could make you tired. So, you know, there were states, and I'm not exactly sure of all the states' laws, but some states will nail you for a DUI if you take an antihistamine and drive. We don't talk enough about medications and how they can make you tired. Some people's ibuprofen could make them tired and make them sleepy. So there's a medication that is commonly prescribed for anxiety. It's called Xanax, Valium, Ativan, Clonopin. These are medications in the benzodiazepine family. Your clonazepam, diazepam, alprazolam. At the end of am, there are benzodiazepine. And most of you, when you get a prescription for an anti-anxiety medication, it says you could take Q 8 hours, every 8 hours. I never write those medications every 8 hours because they put you to sleep. Some people fall asleep. There was a woman who killed a few children at a bus stop. She had taken her Xanax the night before. I'm not sure if she took it that morning because she was going to have a work meeting, but I believe she took it the night before. And they went after the PA who wrote her the prescription because she killed children on the medication. How could they go after the PA when somebody else took the medication and took it at night? Because the prescription said you could take it every 8 hours. The patient did not use that as a defense, as I didn't know it would make you tired. So I would write the medication only a night before bedtime. There's a lot of people don't understand that medications can make you impaired. So the one thing that I always recommend is if you find you're not focusing, you're yawning, you're blinking frequently, you're not really remembering things as well, you're having issues maintaining lanes, you're noticing your tail gating, you're kind of hitting the cone, you're not able to drive. Get off the road. And for those of you that feel awake, look out for other drivers that are doing this. I see people swaying and I'm like, oh, they're probably stoned. They could also be falling asleep. People coming off a graveyard shift. You know, stretching, walking around, waking yourself up, smacking yourself a little bit, right? Wake up. Or have somebody drive you. But the other thing, too, is it might not even be your medications that you're taking. It could be you're only sleeping a few hours at night because the cats and dog are waking you up, which, by the way, mine did with daylight. All of you got an extra hour of sleep. I didn't. Dog was up at 4. Go ahead. It's 5. Let's get up. I'm like, no, it's 4. Dog doesn't understand daylight saving time changes. But also, some of you have sleep apnea. If you have sleep apnea, you're not getting a rested sleep. So you are very groggy the next day. We recommend 9 to 10 hours of sleep a day. How many of us actually get that? 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.